our students and to public education with our colleagues in CUPE. We also share our struggles and our campaigns with them. We've honored their picket lines, they've honored our picket lines. We've joined in campaigns to defend our students and to defend public education. In the last while, some of that close relationship with CUPE is due to the CUPE president, Barry O'Neill. Barry's been president of CUPE since 1997. He represents more than 70,000 members in CUPE BC. Not only our colleagues in the K-12 system, but workers in municipalities, universities, colleges, social services, ambulance, paramedics, and others. He was born on Cape Breton in Nova Scotia, and he lives in Lanceville, just north of here. He has four children, so he's done his fair share to keep the schools populated, and we thank him for that. I ask you to welcome Barry O'Neill, president of CUPE-BC.
Well, thank you for that, and I did do my share, and they all went through publication there just fine. I'm really pleased to be here tonight. Firstly, let me bring you greetings from Sister Colleen Jordan, our Provincial Secretary Treasurer, but most importantly, I bring you greetings from the 70,000 members that we represent in BC. And I want to start off by saying congratulations on your fight back, because it has been a wonderful thing to hear MLAs squirm in Victoria about the kinds of things you are doing. So it is really wonderful. You know, the comments I'm hearing as a result of Oscar night, and there's a couple other things too. The Oscar night, of course, you would hear some of the mainstream media talk about that being over the edge a little bit. Well, you know, we did a calendar a little while ago on the same thing. It was over the edge as well. But you know, it seems to me that now, for them to actually pick on you as teachers, us as support staff, it's a little refreshing in one regard, because actually they have finally decided that they would pick against someone who could defend themselves. Anybody who's watched this government's performance over the last few years will see that they have always picked on those least able to defend themselves. Well, if they're picking on you and they're picking on us, that's just fine with me. Sisters and brothers, there are all kinds of things that have happened in this province over the past 3 years, and I'm sure that you're doing all you can, as we are doing all we can, to change that. But there are a couple of things that I think we understand, not as people that work in public education, not as people that work in municipalities, or in the labor movement generally. Something we understand better than anybody is that we live in those communities that are being dismantled as a result of this government's decisions. And it doesn't matter, quite frankly, whether you work in a school or post-secondary education or in a municipality. It really does hurt when you find the kinds of things that are happening. When you find that your parents have to make a decision on what kind of medication they want to have because they can't afford to have all they need. It's a crime in this province when we see our children not being able to go to post-secondary school as a result of not having the money they need to have. It's a crime in British Columbia to see women being taken back into the early 50s as a result of this government's decisions. Sisters and brothers, I think that what we have to understand is that we were actually the people that built this province. And the last time I looked, there were more of us than there are of them. You know, my travels around the province have told me that British Columbia may be the nicest place to live for some people, but it certainly isn't for those that live in rural British Columbia. Certainly the kinds of things that are happening in Prince George, in Prince Rupert, in small communities all across this province are less than what the new era had proposed. We need to change all of that, and if that takes us collectively being called big labor, little labor, small labor, that's fine with me, because it really makes no difference, because it hurts me as a public sector worker when a small business has to leave town and my kids don't have the opportunity to go to the rink that next Saturday with their kids. It's important to our communities that we win. It's important to our communities that we take down this, take the province back. And those that would say that the engine of the economy is in, on Howe Street are wrong. The engine of this economy is in the resource-based communities all across British Columbia. And when those communities need help, it's up to this government to really help them positively rather than taking away everything they have. Sisters and brothers, it is going to be a very difficult fight for you because you seem to be the target. It's going to be a difficult fight for communities because, as Jim has said, those that have done well by this government are going to work very hard to continue to work to do well. My friends, we are in, I think, for the struggle of our life. Make no mistake, what has happened in the last 3 years will only get worse. We look forward to working with you over the upcoming year to make sure that this province has the face of what this province should be. We look forward to working with you to make sure our society is the society that we built and it makes sense for everyone in our community and not those just that have. Sisters and brothers, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. I look forward to working with you over the coming months. Thanks a lot.